Lance Metal, Paul DeTito here with you on Giants.com. It is time for the latest Giants mailbag. So here comes question number one, Paul. Jill in Astoria, she asks, what position is most difficult to analyze at the combine?
Well, for me, it's about the trenches. So if that means the trenches, you're talking offensive line and defensive line both. You see, because for me, it's all about contact and physicality. That's where you really find out about those guys. Anybody can run the 40. Anybody can do the cone drill. Anybody can even do the sleds. But it's until you're in hand-to-hand combat that you really don't find out about alignment. And so for me, that's a very difficult deal to do.
You can even add the quarterback to the mix because sometimes you like to see how quarterbacks deal with pressure too, which they don't necessarily see a lot throughout the course of the combine. All right, question number two, Pat in Alaska. How has the combine changed since its inception?
It's changed in a multitude of ways. I would think the media attention and the amount of people that go to it, that's the one that's the most obvious. But initially, the combine was meant simply to get all of the prospects in one place so that you could give them their physicals. That's what it was originally meant to do. And then all of a sudden, they decided, well, guys are standing around while they're waiting for the physicals. Let's give them some skills drills. Let's give them some superstar competitions and see how that goes. Well, now that's kind of overwhelmed the process, and that becomes the real Hollywood type of storyline that comes out of the combine, the skills competitions like the 40-yard dash.
Well, we appreciate all your questions as always. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants Mailbag.